This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Cain Tayo came to Midtown St. Louis in 2023 after its move from its original location in Trenton, Illinois. Owned and operated by the Arcega family, Cain Tayo offers authentic Filipino cuisine alongside another beloved Filipino tradition, karaoke. Think that I wasn't fine enough, and I used to think that I wasn't wild enough, but I won't waste my time trying to figure out why you playing games, what's this all about? Once a year, the Arcegas host Cain Tayo Idol. That's a karaoke competition where brave music lovers sing their hearts out in front of an audience enjoying Cain Tayo menu items such as chicken adobo, sizzling sisig, and their signature KT fried chicken. Joining me in studio to talk about that is the Arcega family. Welcome, Randy, Sally, and Juros.
Hey, thank you.
Hello.
So, Randy, let's start with you. As I noted, Cain Tayo moved to Midtown in 2023, but the restaurant actually started before then. What was the motivation for beginning your own Filipino restaurant?
Actually, it started with my wife, the passion for her of cooking, and we started with a small booth in Lebanon, and then from then on,
yeah, we're selling in every event. That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that you were selling initially?
Like pancit, lumpia Shanghai, pork bun. Those are the basic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you start making that food because you wanted to eat it yourself, or were there people who were looking for that food?
Actually, in Trenton, it's really a small town, yeah, and there's nobody Filipino living there. So I was like, because my passion is cooking, and that's my background, because I think cooking is our way of showing love mm-hmm. to people. So I told my husband, why don't we share with other people. So we start selling in every event, and it went out well. Yeah, it always sold out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of cooking environment did you grow up in? So was it something that you had around you all the time, you know, at home?
Yeah. My grandma. Yeah, my grandma, she was really a good cook. Then until now, I can still taste some of her dishes. Then my dad inspired me too. Actually, my adobo and my Bicol Express, that's based on his recipes. And I grew up helping my sisters. I had two sisters. They had both carinderia. Carinderia is like a small local eatery in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you serve home-cooked meals. So
it's like a turuturo, you point to.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
so I learned a lot from there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Juros, you grew up eating this food.
Yep.
So you're probably biased when it comes to your mother's cooking. But what do you think it is about the way that she makes not just chicken adobo, but other dishes that have appealed to people who are eating either in Trenton or here in St. Louis?
I think it's because for me, it started off with my mom usually makes like my lunches for me whenever I go to school. And I think at first I asked a lot of, hey, dude, what is that you're eating? And I would explain to my friends, you know, what the dish is and say, can I try it? So a lot of my friends really love my mom's cooking, and
mm-hmm.
especially when we have like get-togethers and whatnot. So.
Yeah. What does Cain Tayo mean, Juros? How do you explain this to your friends?
It's pretty much just means let's eat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ever have a hangout with my friends, we connect by eating too, just like my family as well.
So is Kain tayo also an invitation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Invitation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Is it also a greeting?
Not exactly.
So pretty much, the kain tayo is pretty much a thing that when you see people, even though you don't know them, it's like a warm greeting. Kain tayo in Tagalog and in English, let's go eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like showing them, you know, to all the people that try the food is, you're welcome to eat, to try it and to eat it. Yeah.
Now, along with the Filipino food, Kain Tayo also features karaoke, and producer Maya Norfleet had a chance to attend the last two rounds of Kain Tayo Idol Season 3 before its finale. And there she spoke with the MC, Marcus Agustin, and she asked Marcus how significant singing is in Filipino culture.
Singing is a big part. A lot of, like when we were growing up, the moms, the grandmothers, they sing to their babies. In church, we sing. Again, that doesn't matter. God gave you that voice, God will hear it. And so that's a big part. Every Monday, I remember when I was in school, every Monday we have to, like a flag raising ceremony, and then we'll sing. Like national anthem, and maybe there's another song that we would sing, and we would know it by heart. Everybody sing.
Yeah.
And that was Marcus Augustin.
Yeah.
So this MC of Kain Tayo Idol, clearly he's tapping into something that each of you also really connect with. What are some of your own earliest memories of singing in the Philippines? You know, was it at church, the flag-raising ceremony at school, Sally?
Yeah, actually, growing up, it's very common for us, right? So, every month, there's where you call the fiesta, and singing competitions is always part of it, yeah. So growing up, like, you can hear singing everywhere, like for us too in a party or even at home. Yeah, when you're bored, just grab a mic and sing. That's what we do.
Do you sing well, Randy?
Nope.
No? Jeros, how about you?
Usually whenever I just hang with my friends, I like to sing. And I think one time, I think my mom still remembers, she made me sign up for a lip sync competition.
Oh, yeah, so. I remember that.
What did you lip sync to?
I think
it's a Filipino. It's just a Tagalog song.
Yeah, it's a very like old school like Tagalog song.
Yeah.
Would you sing a bit of it for us now?
I forgot the lyrics.
Okay, not to put you on the spot. Randy, did that tradition of singing also make it to Hawaii, where you spent a lot of time in your youth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty much every gathering, there's always a karaoke. So, I mean, it's like for all the Filipinos, they gotta have a karaoke in their house.
Especially every Saturday.
Every Saturday, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always. If there's a gathering, there's a guarantee there's Filipino singing. That's enough, you know. Not
what is special about Saturdays?
Your family in Hawaii, that's why.
Yeah, so my family, they always gather around because pretty much that's kind of like our tradition way to get together. Because I grew up in a big family. You're talking about my mom and my brother. There's 12 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so seven sister and five brothers. So you're talking about every time we get together, it's like a fiesta.
Right,
I just
right.
put it that way, you know. And then my grandma, who I love her to death. She's just amazing. She's the person that always, not on the spot, you know. She's something else to me.
Mm-hmm. Was one mic enough for all of you?
Actually, there's a time that they fight.
Okay.
Who wants to sing first?
But all with love.
Yeah, all now, with love, yes.
Getting up in front of an audience, that can be very nerve-wracking, even for the best singers. Producer Maya Norfleet also spoke with one of the contestants, Evelyn McHague, about how to get over that stage fright.
I have a lot of friends that they're scared to sing in karaoke. I said, you don't have to be good in singing. What's important is you're having fun. And then your company, your friends, just have fun with them. You're eating good food here, and then you're singing your hearts out, nobody cares. Just have fun.
And that was Evelyn McHague, one of this year's Kain Tayo Idol contestants. Yep. And you were very much, you know, agreeing audibly, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, as I said, you know, once you're done eating, you know, that's kind of like another thing that, oh, we need to relax now. Start singing.
Helps to digest.
Yeah.
Are there ways, maybe, Jeros, people have come into the restaurant and they seem a little bit hesitant about getting up there? Like, do they look, are they looking in a particular way at those who are singing? What do you do in those situations?
I think a lot of people, usually when it's like a little bit quiet down, there's like not that much people. It's when like a lot of people, the individual wants to come up and sing and just, you know. And there have been times where, you know, I was surprised because there's like all types of like singing ranges from pretty good to like really like professional. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And I heard that, Sally, I think it's your mother who comes out from the kitchen sometimes.
Oh, that's my mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Your mother? Oh, Jules, you're
mother. That's my mom. Your mother.
So she comes out in between helping out in the kitchen and she sings?
You
Jules?
Too.
Yeah, I sing sometimes.
Him too.
So among Koreans, they say when you do karaoke, if there is a certain song that is your song, it's your number 18. Do you have a favorite song, one that you always sing, Jeros?
For me, it's this really like classic song. I think it's two. It's Sway by Michael Bublé and My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yes, so, My Way.
Can you imagine that? Where he says that's what he likes, it doesn't like through here.
Well, that is definitely a classic. Now, producer Maya Norfleet also caught up with Dylan Alexander, and he said that he does karaoke twice a week across the region, and they talked about what drew him to singing at your restaurant.
Yeah, I'd say it's a really welcoming community, and they've got great food. The food has been fantastic. We've had all night long. We've got a great deal with the bar next door, so you can bring drinks over, so that really helps round out the evening. But it's a very welcoming crowd. It seems like a family's here having a good time instead of a bunch of strangers, and that's honestly not something you see a lot in restaurants and bars these days.
That was Dylan Alexander, another Kain Tayo Idol contestant. So Dylan is not of Filipino background, but he mentioned the experience, you know, feeling like family for him. Is there something about his background that is connected?
You know what? That's pretty much when he said that, all our customers felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because our main goal is, to get all the people, you know, to try our food. You know, and then, you know, because my wife had the love of cooking, but also she can sing, but she just shy.
Oh, no. Her eyes just got very big right now.
Yeah. She can sing, but I like the way Dylan described it. But to be honest with you, that's pretty much her first time being in there.
Mm.
So, first time singing.
Yeah.
And a first time trying our food.
Oh, okay.
So that's why for coming that from him,
yeah,
that means a lot to us, especially for my
wife. Yeah, I think he came back after.
And then he came back after bringing all his his co-workers.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So that's really something, you know. But
how does it feel for you, Jeros, to be part of this family business?
I say it's very blessed, to be honest, in that I get asked a lot about at school and at the university I go to, which is SLU. I get asked about, hey, how's the restaurant? You know, how are your parents? It's like, it's always great. And I always had a lot of fun, especially when a customer starts singing.
So. Yeah. So is it fair to say then that, you know, food and music, you know, is what brings people together in Filipino culture?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that that is something that is, you know, unique to Filipino culture? You know, especially having lived here in the Midwest now for some time, do you feel like you are bringing something that is special and important?
I think our culture, and our tradition,
It's like a majority of our customer, every time, you know, I have a chance to talk to them, you know, why would they try our food? Why would they try our restaurant? And the words that they always said is feel like home. So the, you know, like for some people that, you know, that never been back home to the Philippines, and then they try our food, they try our restaurant, they feel like they are home.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said, I miss my grandma's cooking. You know, that means so much to my wife, you know, coming from the people that's, you know, that's been away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so pretty much that's what we're trying to do too, is, you know, to bring back the, you know, the memory that they, you know, they looking for, like, you know, for the Filipino.
I think it's the authenticity in the heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you say authenticity, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, because for me, because I think I'm trying, yeah. So I serve food with my heart. I mean, in every dish I made, I put my heart into it. So I think that's what the people tasted, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they taste the love.
They taste
the love. From high school.
Yeah.
Also something I'd like to add to about what my dad and mom said. I believe there's one review that I remember somebody write about. It's about the time we had the restaurant back in Trenton, Illinois. I think it was either my mom or my grandma singing, but when the customer is sitting down and they're eating and they heard my mom singing from the kitchen, it said it reminded them that they were back home with their mom and they wake up eating breakfast.
It's like Lola's cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whenever I get stressed, for example, we were so busy, I just kind of sing and cook.
Yeah.
I don't care if you hear me or not. I just sing while cooking. Yeah.
So we don't need the mic.
No.
The singing is always there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For people who have never had Filipino food, what are they going to taste or experience at your restaurant that's different from other places?
So I think Kain Tayo is not just a business. It's a combination of all those memories, my family and our journey.
And also let me just add this on to the Kain Tayo, it's a start to have a good friendship. Imagine your customer you don't even know and now he become your friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's meant a lot to us too. You know, it's like you treat your customer as a family always. That's what I see it. So we build our Kain Tayo, you know, the legacy, but also we built a lot of people in there to become our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's meant a lot to us.
Yeah, I think the amazing part too is that a couple of our customers actually ended up helping us at the restaurant. Like before, there was my customer, but now they're my coworkers. So that's a pretty interesting experience.
Okay. Well, that speaks a lot, not only to the food, but to the spirit of what you all are doing there.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, our Sega family.
Thank you so much.
Sally, Randy, and Jeros Arcega of Kain Tayo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet. Audio editing by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.